You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and, you know, it's often said that everybody talks about the weather, but nobody ever does anything. Well, and we've had some very unusual weather here in California. It's been extremely dry, and as a result of that, and perhaps other things that most people are unaware of, why we've had terrible fires here in California. We had over 2,000 wildfires burning at one time here just a couple of weeks ago, and nobody has any explanation for it other than, oh my goodness, isn't it just terrible? And it is terrible. A lot of homes have burned, a lot of forest has burned, but we've never seen anything like this. I've lived in California for 79 years. I've never seen anything like this before, and neither has anybody else, but nobody really likes to talk about how unusual this is. And then we've seen massive floods back in the Middle West, that's wiped out a certain amount of our corn crop and perhaps soybean crop, and we don't really know what an impact it's going to have on food production. We do know that there are droughts in the eastern part of Colorado and the northern part of Texas, which are having a profound impact on the wheat crop. But you're not hearing about this across America any more than you're going to be hearing about what we're going to be discussing this morning. Well, this is Rosalind Peterson, who for many years worked for the Department of Agriculture, dealing with crop and crop problems. But more recently, she's retired, and she's doing some fundamental research, which everyone needs to know about. And you're not going to hear about this on regular channels, because there's some very strange things happened. And I'm going to let her tell you about Noah. Probably most of you have never heard of Noah. You don't understand what it is. You don't understand what they're doing. You really don't know, because you're not being told by the mass media, which is largely controlled by five or six major corporations that largely determine what you believe, what you think, even your ideas, and what you laugh at. Well, we laugh at a lot of things, and maybe we ought to be really concerned about what they are doing. Who are they? Rosalind, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show today.
So why don't you pick up the story here in California, where you and I both live, and what you found about these strange lightning strikes. We've never seen anything quite like it before. So you pick up the story.
Well, here in Northern California, where I live, in Mendocino County, there were thousands of strikes, much more than ever in recorded history. And these 5,000 to 6,000 lightning strikes were earth-shaking. They shook when they hit. They shook like having an earthquake. There were huge booms, sounding much like the old sonic booms that we used to hear from jets when they broke the sound barrier. I mean, it just bam.
But this was dry lightning, wasn't it? There was just no rain with it, just dry lightning. Which...
It was mostly through California dry lightning. We did have just maybe 1/1,000th of an inch here where we live, but most people in Mendocino County and other counties reported no rain. And what happened here is that it set all these forest fires all over the state, thousands in many, many counties. And I think that it's, I went back and I looked through NASA research and NOAA research, and I do know that the military, as reported on the Science Channel in 2004, is conducting lightning experiments. So there are histories of lightning research and lightning experiments going on in the United States.
But they're all secret, though. We can't, aren't they? They have to keep that from the American people because we don't want Osama bin Laden to learn about it? Or why do they keep all these things so secret?
They keep these secret because if anyone knew that they experimented and that they were setting fires and causing other problems, the public would say no. Any weather modification experiment is what it implies, an experiment. And when the public is experimenting on our weather or doing lightning experiments, we absolutely need to be told about this in advance, and we need to have public input to decide whether the public wants to be experimented upon or not.
Well, but of course, we're really sort of guinea pigs for the elite who run things. You've actually got a list of all these experiments from the government under the Freedom of Information Act, didn't you?
Yes.
Or at least some of the experiments, those I'll admit to.
Yes. What I did is I contacted the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, which is part of the Department of Commerce, and requested a listing. And so they did provide a listing of the public programs, but they will not provide a listing of military or other secret programs that are ongoing.
No, what is your organization? What is NOAA again?
Okay, NOAA is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Okay, fine. National Oceanic
and Atmospheric
Administration. Okay, go ahead.
Right, and part of NOAA is the National Weather Service. So this umbrella organization has a lot of different functions. And even now, NOAA is recently engaged in with the Homeland Security Department. This just came out in the news August 1st that they are going to be doing, Homeland Security is going to be doing experiments on hurricane control by using salt and other methods to control hurricanes that come up the Gulf Coast on the Atlantic side of the United States. So I have serious questions if they, you know, in other words, are they going to be diverting these hurricanes to other places, or what is their intent? So these experiments are supposed to be starting this month.
Well, now, haven't they been working on hurricanes in the past? At times, haven't they actually created them or diverted them in the wrong direction?
Yes, yes. NOAA has had experiments ongoing since World War II, according to historical records. And they've had some where they've experimented with silver iodide and other particulates, and some of those have gone awry. And they've classified them so that the public couldn't obtain redress for their grievances of having these hurricanes change direction and hit one area instead of maybe just dissipating or going somewhere else.
In other words, when they wipe out people's homes and destroy a community, they can't let the American people know that they did it under the name of, well, we can keep it secret. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Mike was a scrawny 12-year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age 6, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry, there's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds, all without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Roslyn Peterson. I really never met Roslyn. I've talked to her a number of times. I became acquainted with her work because she writes articles on newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com on weather control, weather modification. And we recommend those articles to you. And Chris will be talking more about her website, where you're going to get the information you're not going to get elsewhere, because they don't want you to know that it's not that everybody talks about the weather and nobody does anything about it. They are modifying the weather. You can go back and you can read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book. And of course, Zygmunt Brzezinski is one of the most powerful men in the world, representing the elite who control the world. And his book, Between Two Ages, written in 1970. At a footnote at the bottom of page somewhere between 55 and 65 said, you know, in the future, we're going to be able to create storms and earthquakes and chronic diseases. Storms and earthquakes and chronic diseases. Storms and droughts, I'm sorry. Storms and droughts and chronic diseases. Now, you would think that if one of the most powerful men in the world wrote about that, why, everybody would know, but of course you're not to know these things. You're supposed to think that the droughts that are developing the eastern part of Colorado, where you live, are just sort of an act of God. But are there people who are playing God? And certainly I've seen the list of all of the experiments that Rosalind actually got from the government. And, you know, whether 50 or 60 different programs that they will admit to every single year, where they're stealing moisture from the air in one area, so they can precipitate snow, for instance, in the Rockies, some places, and creating droughts elsewhere. Why don't you sort of talk about some of the things that we know that they're doing?
Well, these programs that NOAA lists, they can do rain enhancement, hail suppression. They can increase precipitation and snowfall. They suppress fog. They can try increase winter rainfall. So there's a variety of programs, a variety of chemicals that are used in these programs, which are either ground-based, like the one PG&E uses, or where they use airplanes to promote weather modification. Here in California, for example, in 2007, they had over 13 programs that were completed in 2007. They have now at least 5 and have plans for more in California. And so I'm concerned because these programs could rob water supplies from certain watersheds that we depend on for drinking water in order to put snow on places like ski resorts. They can modify, private companies modify the weather. A lot of these listings show private companies. They show states. they show all kinds of different organizations involved in weather modification experiments here in California and other Western states. So what's happening is that you can have greed and private corporations and companies modifying your weather. There's no public oversight. There's no prior public notification. The news media does not report on the programs, except recently KTVU did have a special on July 28th.
Now, for our listeners, what is that, Channel 2 in San Francisco?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead.
And they had a program which talked about the experimental weather modifications. But, however, we're modifying the weather at such a tremendous rate that we could put certain counties in drought situations. And, you know, we have government officials and we have private corporations and private individuals that are modifying our weather to say it's for our own good, but they can have a profit motive for the weather modification. And who says that they should take water and away from Mendocino County and give it to another county or another state? Nevada modifies the weather. What impact are their programs having on us? So you have to take a look at the broad scheme of things and say, what's happening? You know, why are we saying that some areas of California have drought and others don't? Because not the entire state is suffering from drought conditions. So, you know, who is benefiting from this and who plays almost God and says, well, we don't have to tell you we're modifying your weather, one. And two, we can just do it, and then we can claim that, well, global warming or some broad term of climate change is the cause of all the weather that we're experiencing, when this isn't true. Our own programs here in California and other states can be causing these problems that they're experiencing in Wyoming and Iowa and different states. So there is no expose. And even when KTVU Channel 2 out of Oakland, San Francisco aired their program, they didn't even state how many California programs were ongoing. And the other issue became that when they showed the United States map that I had colored to show, specifically colored to show each state and how many programs were ongoing and increasing each year in each of the western states and Texas, including Texas and Wyoming and Colorado and Montana and all these different states that have programs, they didn't show that. They didn't want to tell you how many programs were ongoing across the United States. So the program did say that, yes, lots of people and corporations and different ones were modifying the weather, but they never stated how many, even though they had that information from me and definitely had could contact NOAA for that information. So it was an interesting program in what it said and what it didn't say. Specifically, too, KTVU tried to say, well, maybe you know, the weather gods that are doing these programs, you know, are doing it for our own benefit. But if you steal water from my county, Mendocino, to give it to some other county, you are not doing something that would benefit my best interest.
Now, when we have over 2,000 fires burning at one time in California, and nobody ever talks about these weather modification programs.
No.
PG&E on that television program, PG&E did admit that they, that for our listeners in Colorado, that's Pacific Gas and Electric Company, one of the largest generators of electricity here in California, but it's also part of this whole global warming fiasco, you know, oh my goodness, you got to cut back on your electricity use. Why would you want to do that? I mean, you'd think they'd want to sell electricity. No, they're part of this whole environmental cabal, as it were, but they're actually modifying the weather too, aren't they?
Yes, yes, the KTVU program interviewed them, and in other words, they said that they're modifying the weather to get more 5 to 10% more additional water in the Sierra Nevada. But what was also interesting is that Brian Marler from PG&E admitted, and I'll quote it, he said, most of this watershed in the Sierra Nevada are cloud seeded by someone. And John Fowler, who did the special for KTVU, he stated, water districts, corporate farms, even private individuals all modify the weather with little oversight and no government restrictions. Well, I don't even agree that there's any oversight because there's no government restrictions, and who would be conducting the oversight? There is no oversight requirement by either the state of California legislature or the U.S. government.
In fact, any of you who doubt that, you can go up on the Internet and just type in weather modification, and there are all sorts of companies that will modify the weather for you if you pay them to do it.
Sure, I can pay. What's interesting is I can pay Weather Modification, Inc. or any other weather modification company to modify the weather if I have enough money as a private individual. Just like Peter Cordani of Dynamat Corporation, he got this plane all set up for him to go and modify the weather and conducted cloud seeding experiments to dissipate clouds. I mean, that was reported on the Science Channel in 2004. So any of us who can decide that we want have some motive for modifying the weather, we can use any chemicals we like, any type of experiment we want. We can ask these companies to go and experiment, and if we have the money, we can just pay them and they'll do it.
Well, now, aren't some of the things that they're spraying potentially dangerous and, you know, and harmful to crops and harmful to trees and harmful to people?
Yes. Yes, there are. Peter Cordani's polymer is highly toxic to marine life and to water sources. If you look at the material data safety sheet on it and his U.S. patent on it, you will find that polymer is highly toxic. And yet, since there is no regulation, he can go ahead and put and seed the clouds with it, which he has, and then the moisture in the clouds turns into this powder and drops to the ground. But he doesn't have to conduct any experiments to find out, although we do know from California law requires that you have to have a material data safety sheet. And we do know it's highly toxic to marine and other life. So, but there's no experiments to find out what happens to this when it goes into the environment and into your water supplies. Nothing. So this is why I am really concerned about different things that they're using in not only weather modification but atmospheric heating and testing programs like aluminum and barium and lithium and strontium. All of these chemicals are beginning to spike in California drinking water supplies according to the test results from the California State Department of Health in Sacramento.
But, of course, nobody ever asked why. And, of course, so they're spraying them. They're spraying these things. What effect does this have, for instance, on the forests, on the trees, on the flammability of our forests?
Well, when you put highly toxic flammable chemicals into the atmosphere, what happens is they float down and they get into the soil. They can kill the trees over time, like aluminum and more acetic rain combination gets into tree roots. And once it gets into tree roots, it can starve the trees of the water and nutrients needed for them to survive, and they look like they're dying of drought when they're actually not. So you have this toxic chemical pea soup of chemicals, and when they're flammable, you can figure that fires will burn hotter and burn, instead of burning fast and just going through, in other words, the debris on the ground, they will burn so hot they will burn down and kill the trees. And that's what we're seeing. And we're also seeing tree decline here, sharp tree declines in some areas of California. And so, you know, quote unquote, everybody says, oh, well, we'll blame it all on global warming or climate change. But how about looking at the weather modification programs that we're engaged in that may be depriving them of water supplies, or maybe chemically causing them harm? We don't discuss those issues, and I think that this is a major issue. These are major issues that we all need to talk about.
I agree with you totally, Rosalind, and I think the fact that the media is covering this up, they really are. In fact, I know that when you were interviewed for this program on Channel 2, how long did they spend with you and taking film, and how much of it did they show?
They put a mic, I wore a mic for almost an hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because my main concern was for agricultural crop production and the impact of these programs on crop production and how moving, disrupting microclimates by these weather modification programs might impact negatively our food supply. And what happened was they cut that. They didn't want to talk about my main concern and the reason that I contacted KTVU in the first place. I think that they missed the point of this in some ways. You know, they did say and they did admit that there were programs ongoing.
All right, fine. Hang on. We're going to be back with Roslyn Peterson right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperFood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperFood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Roslyn Peterson. And before we go on, Roslyn, would you like to get your website out, because there's a tremendous amount of material there that everyone in this listening audience needs to get and needs to circulate?
Yes, my website is californiaskywatch.com.
That's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Go ahead.
Right. And a lot of my research has gone into newswithviews.com articles.
How many do you have there? I've got two of them in my records.
Actually, I have six or seven or eight of them now.
Well, I'm going to pull them, all the rest of them down, put them into a bullet because I think it's so important.
Well, the articles, too, on newswithviews.com link you to actual government documents and studies on this subject. So you would be able to look up the research. And also my website is expanding all the time with my, and will have eventually my entire database of information and research on it so that people can look up the information for themselves. The articles on newswithviews.com are just summaries of some of my data research that I've written over the last year or so.
Well, so, it's vitally important that people know where they can get the information that is accurate. Of course, Rosalind has actually, under the Freedom of Information Act, gotten information on some of the programs, but certainly so many of them are top secret because, of course, we can't let Osama bin Laden know what's going on, can we? Well, anyway, what about HAARP? What about something like the High Altitude of Rural Research Project up there in Alaska that Dr. Bernard Eastland originally had laid out the program for this? But now that's all type secret as well, isn't it, because of Osama bin Laden?
Yes, it is. I don't know too much about the program, and it hasn't been a focus of my direct research. What I do know is located at CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
Okay.
That's my website. And I would refer people to that information only because that's about all I know about the subject. And I did write one article in which I talked about a Weather Channel program, Science Channel program, that was in 2004 that did explain very well some HAARP information about the program and did interview Bernard Eastland, who holds the patent for much of the work that goes on at that site. So I would recommend that. And also on our site, we're going to shortly have that Science Channel program up online. I also think it's on YouTube as well. And
now,
I will try to get a link up on my website for that program.
All right, fine. And, Chris, the HAARP basically is a means by which they can heat the ionosphere and of course, then cause the surrounding air to rush into the air. But they're actually heating the ionosphere, which is there any, do we know at all whether or not that will alter the jet stream?
There is some research that and that they can alter the jet stream. I just don't have the research papers, so I can't specifically speak to that information. But I have heard that by superheating an area in the atmosphere, they can create, in other words, a change in the direction of the jet stream through the controlling the amount of heat at a certain location. So I know it can be done with particulates like carbon black, that are put into the air, and they create these weather disturbances that create weather patterns. So it is possible for them to be able to do it. I just haven't seen the results of any studies on it.
And they're not really going to come out and tell us what they're doing, are they?
No, but what concerns me is when they do this ionospheric heating and testing, they don't know what the results are going to be here on Earth. And the problem with this superheating of the ionosphere is that it disrupts the fragile cocoon of the atmosphere that surrounds the Earth. And this protects us from UV radiation. This protects us from the solar winds that come from the sun and other harmful effects. And the cocoon that we live in, our atmosphere, is what allows for life here on Earth. And when you experiment with it, you could be fouling up in other words, the atmosphere irrevocably, and that they don't know from those experiments. And that's what concerns me as well.
Well, so often there, when the government gets into things, there are unintended consequences. We know here in California where they mandated the use of MTBE in the gasoline, and We got to protect the atmosphere. And it ends up contaminating not only the atmosphere with the carcinogenic substance, but the water supply, and it costs billions of dollars now to settle all the lawsuits that resulted from a law that Congress passed just because they wanted to clean up the atmosphere. And with whether it be ethanol, that the legislation so often, whenever government interferes, why, of course, we get unintended consequences. And then that's, aw, shucks. Well, isn't that too bad? Well, let's try another experiment. And do they have the right to experiment on us? Because they are experimenting on us. And of course, you've commented in other programs about I've asked you about chemtrails. You've commented that certainly the jet trails that come, the so-called contrails from our plane seem to have altered in their consistency. Would you like to comment on that?
Yep.
Yes, and I'll read a quote because I think it's very interesting. On KTVU, John Fowler in their program on July 28th had this quote, and he said, "And what about unintended weather modifications such as those persistent jet contrails that crisscross our skies create?" And Murray Ruse, who is a weather expert, said they are blocking some of the sunlight coming in, but they also trap some of the heat. But contrails do have an effect upon the weather and climate. So they know that when jet contrails persist and cover our skies with man-made clouds and white haze, NASA admits, and this program definitely said, yes, they do change our climate and modify the weather. So the impact of persistent jet contrails are not benign. NASA says they exacerbate global warming, which is one of the problems that is stated as a drumbeat across the United States that we're in the midst of. So why aren't we addressing this issue and putting a stop to the persistent jet contrails that cover our skies on almost a daily basis in California and across the United States? That's another question.
Well, there are a lot of unanswered questions out there, ladies and gentlemen, and the listening audience. And Rosalind certainly is on the front lines of getting the material. Again, her webpage is CaliforniaSkyWatch.org or com?
CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
.com. Okay, fine. So, I mean, I suggest you go there and get the information. Certainly, the audience we're talking to this morning is primarily in Colorado, and we... do you know anything about any programs in Colorado? We do know that they're having terrible droughts in the eastern part of Colorado. Do we know about any experiments that they're doing there with some of this area precipitating rain in the west have an impact on Colorado? We'll be back in just a moment. And if you're out there, we'll be glad to take your call. 970-689-8255.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, of course, is Rosalind Peterson. We're talking about weather modification, and weather modification is a very real factor in America today. And, of course, Rosalind has posted these records that she got from the from NOAA. And, of course, most people have no idea that all these programs are going on, and, of course, there is no control over them at all. And then there are the other secret programs. There are a lot of private programs are going on, but then there are the secret programs that we can't let let the American people know about. Now, do you know of anything at all that's going on in the Colorado area that would in any way influence the weather there?
Well, here's what's happening. California, as you move westward or eastward across the United States, California, Nevada, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming are all modifying the weather. Colorado has weather modification programs, and if you want to see the list, it's on my site, or you can contact me either way. I'll send you a list in case. But Colorado has a lot of programs. Senator Salazar from Colorado this year was on the floor of the Senate complaining that Colorado was in a terrific drought situation. Well, with all the other states, in other words, the jet stream moves east from California toward Colorado. And when you have all these states modifying the weather, what's left over for Colorado could be very little, even though they have some weather modification programs of their own. And Senator Salazar is not aware, was not aware until I contacted his office, to let them know that when they decided to put, five states decided to put more snow in the Wyoming mountains than ever before, starting at the end of 2005, Colorado immediately went into drought conditions. Now, the program in Wyoming was successful and put more snow each winter in the Colorado mountains than ever before. However, or in the Wyoming mountains than ever before, but however, Colorado went into drought conditions.
You would think that somebody might be smart enough to figure that if you took the water out of the atmosphere in one area, you might deprive the people in the adjacent regions of water, and of course, mammoth amounts of very serious droughts are going to severely damage the crops in eastern Colorado, even as we speak.
Well, sure. And, you know, California is, you know, each of these states, every year, if you look at the historical records, every year, all of these states are putting in more programs. And, for example, the Los Angeles City Council voted to put a weather modification to put more snow in the San Bernardino Mountains starting this year and fund it for several years into the future. Well, this could impact Arizona. And this is another program that's going to mean less moisture coming across into these other western states because we're going to be changing the weather here. So the synergistic effects of these programs are tremendous. So I would encourage Colorado residents to definitely look at all the weather modification programs surrounding them and realize that one program just doesn't modify the weather over a few hundred square miles. Some of these programs are 184,000 square miles in scope. That means that when they send up their ground-based and their aerial-based chemicals, because most of this is chemically induced, okay, and when you send up these chemicals into the atmosphere, 184,000 square miles is bigger than most of the states that are doing the programs. So they're actually modifying the weather over another state in many cases. I mean, Texas admits that they modify the weather over New Mexico. And when Idaho modifies, for example, 184,000 square miles, I mean, they're a smaller state in relation to some of the other states and larger than some, but that means that they're expanding their programs over other states.
And the implications of this, indeed, are frightening, especially as we see, certainly many of our states having very real problems. Implications of this, indeed, are frightening, especially. And
right.
What's going to happen down the line as far as our agricultural crops? What's going to happen to the crops as far as these chemicals they're putting in the air? Nobody seems to ask these questions, do they, Rosalind?
No, they don't. And like the Senator Barbara Boxer and Joe Lieberman's Climate Security Act, you know, they say, well, we have to mitigate the climate. Well, in the bill that they have introduced, 3036 in the U.S. Senate and 2191 are those numbers for the U.S. Senate bills. What's happening is there's a section in there which says, well, we're going to mitigate, the weather, climate change, because of climate change. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, what does mitigate mean? Because they want to do more experiments and fund them. But if we're already modifying the weather with these experimental weather modification programs, then why don't we look at those programs as being the problem for some of our weather problems instead of saying, well, now we've got to fix it? What are they fixing? They're just going to add more programs. So these bills have to be defeated, along with Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison's U.S. Senate Bill 1807 and Congressman Udall's bill. They've got another bill that's even going to allow the military to get into the act in this bill to modify the weather on an even greater scale. And when you ask, Congressman Udall's office, who's, on this weather modification bill, why there's no public oversight? When you ask him and Senator Hutchison, is the public going to be told in advance of these programs that you're planning to mitigate the weather? The answer is no.
Well, we're out of time, Rosalind. Fascinating program. God bless. We'll talk to you again, I think, on Wednesday. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.